The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17a, chapter 21. An exhortation to the study of the Word. Secondly, let this provoke you to the study of the Word, that you may thereby have a familiar acquaintance with it. For this the Bereans obtained a mark of honor as more noble than others, because they searched the Scriptures. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Should God leave but one book to His church's care and study, and should it not be read? Should we be told there is so rich a treasure laid up in this mine, and we continue so beggarly in our knowledge, rather than take little pains by digging in it to come by it? The canker and rust of our gold and silver, which is not with heartier labor than is required here, will rise up in judgment against many, and say, You could drudge and trudge for us that are now turned to rust and dust, but could not walk over the field of the Word, where an incorruptible treasure lay, and would lose it rather than your sloth? Oh, in what breast does the ancient zeal of former saints to the world lodge? Have they not counted it above rubies? Have they not traveled over sea and land to get the sight of it, given the money out of their purse, the coat off their backs, to purchase a few leaves of it, and parted with their blood out of their veins, rather than forego the treasure which they found in it? And is the market now fallen so low that thou desirest not acquaintance with it, when it is offered at a far lower rate? Either they must be charged for fools to buy the knowledge of it so dear, or you that refuse it, who may have it so cheap. But lest you should think I set you upon a needless work, you are to understand there is an indispensable necessity of scriptural knowledge. First, we are commanded to search the Scriptures. John 5:39. Indeed, were there not such an express word for this duty, yet the very pinning of them, with the end for which they are written considered, would impose the duty upon us. When a law is enacted by a state, the very propagation of it is enough to oblige the people to take notice of it. Neither will it serve a subject's turn that breaks this law to say he was ignorant of any such law being in force. The publication of it bound him to inquire after it. What other end have lawgivers in divulging their acts but that their people might know their duty? Christ fastened condemnation on the ignorance of men where means of knowledge are afforded. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness. John 3:19. They will not know the rule because they have no mind to walk by it. Now, if ignorance of the word be condemned where its light shines, then surely he commands us to open our eyes, whereby we may let in the knowledge it sheds forth. For a law must be transgressed before a condemning sentence be pronounced. It is the heathen that shall be judged without the written word, but thou who livest within its sound shalt be judged by it, whether thou wilt know it or not. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. And if thou shalt be judged by it, then surely thou art bound to be instructed by it. The Jews once had the word deposited in their hands. Unto them were committed the oracles of God, and do you think they had well discharged their trust by locking them up safely in the ark and never looking into them? Surely you cannot but think God intended another place, even their own breast, where he principally would have them kept. They were committed to them, and now to us, as a dying father doth his will and testament to his son, whom he makes his executor, not to throw it aside among his waste papers, but carefully and curiously to read and observe it, that thereby nothing therein contained might be left unperformed. It is called the faith which was delivered to the saints. Jude 3. that is, delivered to their study and care. If any of us had lived when Christ was here in the flesh, and he, when taking his farewell of the world, should have left to us some one thing in special charge to be done for his sake after he was gone to heaven, would we not religiously have performed the will of our dying Savior, as did John, to whom he left the care of his mother, who, therefore, took her home to his own house? Behold, here a greater charge deposited in his saints' hands, the faith once delivered to them, that is, once for all, to be by their kept and transmitted from one generation to another, while this world lasts, so that if thou takest thyself to be a saint, thou art concerned with the rest to take it home with thee, and see that it dwells in thee richly, as becomes such a guest bequeathed by so dear a friend. Secondly, it is necessary, the world contains the whole counsel of God, for the bringing poor sinners to eternal life. If you will not search the Scriptures and sit here, at the feet of the Spirit, who fits his scholars for heavier by this one book, there will thou meet another master, in whose works else wilt thou find the words of eternal life. Apollos was a man mighty in the Scripture, and it said that Aquila and Priscilla expounded to him the way of God more perfectly. Acts chapter 18, verse 26. An exposition presupposes a text. The meaning is they open the Scriptures more perfectly to him. This is the way of God to lead us to God, yea, the only way. In other journeys we may miss the right way and yet come at last to the place we intended, though not so soon. But no way will bring us to God but this of the Word. Neither can we walk in this way of God if we be ignorant of it. A man may in other journeys be in his right way without knowing it, and he may come safe home. But we can have no benefit from this way of God if wholly ignorant of it, because we can do nothing in faith. Labor therefore to study this book, though thou be a dunce in all besides. What is it thou wouldest learn? It is the true knowledge of God. Thou mayest tumble over all the philosophers that ever wrote, and when thou hast done, not be able to frame a right notion of him. The best of them all were but brutish in the highest knowledge of God. Indeed, God left the wise world to run into a thousand follies and vanities, while they were, by their own wisdom, shaping a religion to themselves, that having proved them dunces, he might send them in the whole world to learn this lesson in another school, and that is the ministry of the gospel, which is none else but the explication of the word, 1 Corinthians 1:21. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Wouldest thou come to the true knowledge of sin? This also is to be found nowhere else. The Scripture alone dissects the whole body of sin and reads to us a perfect anatomical lecture upon its most minute and secret parts. This discovers the ulcers of the wicked hearts, which thousands die of, and through ignorance of the Scripture can never come to know what their disease is. If lust comes not out in spots and sores to be seen in the outward conversion, the philosopher pronounces him a clean man. The plague of the heart, though an old disease, an epidemic, yet never was found out or treated of but by the sacred book, and this doth it fully yet acquaints us where and from whom we got this infection, even from Adam, by whom the world was tainted and turned into a pest house. Which of the wise ones of the world ever dreamed of this genealogical? Poor man, till the Scripture informs him of this, lies in the pit of sin, and knows not who threw him in. In a word, wouldst thou be helped out? Thou must be beholden to the Scripture to do this kind of office for thee. Thou own cordage is too short to reach and too weak to draw thee thence. If thou takest not hold of this cord of love, which God lets down to thee in his word, thy case is desperate. And now having set life and death before thee, I leave thee to thy choice. If yet thou be resolved to reject the knowledge of the Almighty and allow thy soul to launch into eternity without this chart to direct thee, not caring at what port thou arrivest in the other world, heaven or hell, then prepare to take up thy lodgings among the damned and harden thy stout heart, if thou canst, against those endless frames which are kindled for all those that know not God and obey not his gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. And to thy terror know that in spite of thy now willful ignorance, thou shalt one day understand the scriptures to the increase of thy torment. Here thou shuttest out thy light, but then it shall shine full on thy face, when it would give thee some ease if thou couldest forget that ever thou didst hear of such a book as the Bible. But then against thy will thou shalt carry the remembrance thereof to hell with thee, that thy scornful neglect of it on earth may be continually pouring out new horrors as so much fire and brimstone into thy guilty conscience. How must it then fill thee with amazement to think of thy folly and madness to sell thy soul for a little ease and sloth? Hell from beneath will be moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming thither. It will stir up the dead for thee, and the poor heathens whom thou shalt find prisoners there will come flocking about thee and reproach thee, saying, Art thou become like unto us? Thou hast perished for thy ignorancy, who hast the key of knowledge at thy girdle, and at so easy a rate mightest have been instructed in the way of life. We poor heathens cannot bring an action against God for false imprisonment, though we never heard of such a thing as the gospel. For we did not walk up to our little light and might have known more of God, but we not darkened our own foolish minds by rebelling against the light we had. But we never at such pains to lose our souls as you, who have rejected the word of God and broke through the all-threatening promises thereof to come hither. End of chapter 21.